के प्रदाता, हे स्नेह शक्ति दाता, अव्यक्त बाप दादा, सादर पधारिए, मंजुल मधुर निमंत्रण, अंतःकरण से कण कण प्रभु आपको बुलाता, सादर पधारिए, सादर पधारिए।
आवाज आ रही क्लाउड क्लाउड
चिड़े हैं कल्प भर के प्यासे मिलन के कब से बच्चे बुला रहे हैं मिल जाओ आज हमसे दृष्टि से
आवाज नहीं आ रही
रच दो
नहीं आ रही है ना
मुरली से
नहीं आ रही है
भर दो वरदानों के दाता सादर पधारिए सादर पधारिए कोमल सी भावनाए निर्मल हृदय कहना संगम युग में बाबा संग आपके ही रहना धरती भी नव में गाती अंबर भी गुनगुनाता संसार पार गाता सादर पधारिए सादर पधारिए तेरे प्यार को संजोए नैनों को है भिगोए यादों के मोतियों को सांसों में है पिरोए वो सद्गुणों के साग भरने
शांति ओम शांति
जिनका पाप ही भाग्य विधाता
Those whose father himself is the bestower of fortune, what can you talk about their fortune? Do you remember today's great elevated versions? A very beautiful, we'll start with a very beautiful topic. All of us, the children of Brahma, It's a very beautiful moment that we are being nurtured by God Himself. Today we will feel our fortune. God Himself. So now let's listen to Baba's one of the elevated versions. This is about a very beautiful moment and we will really take benefit from it, full benefit. Baba is going to come today So we will say goodbye to the old year and we will welcome the new year, but before that we will welcome Baba, our God, who is our friend. So let's listen to the one of the elevated versions that Baba spoke in the Murli. Some of you might have heard it many times. All of you children are the greatly most fortunate children, most fortunate souls in this whole world, because you are being nurtured by God Himself. So then Baba counted the different kind of nurturings and sustenance that He gives us. Every morning, God Himself, the Father, comes and awakens you. Is this correct? Yes, He awakens you? Who does He awaken? Let's see. Everyone. Well, then He said, He comes to teach us. Then He feeds us Brahma Bhojan. Then He comes to put us to bed at night. And if any child is shedding tears in sorrow, then He comes to remove his tears, wipe his tears away. We will feel these things now. And then after that, a very beautiful thing Baba Himself said, if the people of the world listen to all this, they will say, oh, is God free for these people? And then Baba Himself gave the reply, and we will take the reply. So tell them that at this time God is free for us. Yes, He is free for us now. Tell them. So now everybody can think about this. If a child is born in a pure family, how will he be nurtured and sustained? If he is born in an average family, what kind of nurturing and sustenance will he get? And one who is born in a very rich family, and then someone who is born in a king's family. And then let's become introverted and think, where have we taken birth? In which household? In God's household we have taken birth. The one whose mother is Brahma, if the mother Brahma himself is the one who creates fortune, if all the mothers give a pencil and paper and you tell them to write their children's fortune, what will you write? Brahma is our mother. And in Brahma's hand there are all rights to write down our fortune. He's writing such a beautiful fortune for us. So all of us, let us look at our fortune and become full of joy and bliss. Wow, my fortune, that I am being nurtured by God. And today, that beautiful moment has come for which we had been waiting and desiring for thousands of years. God should come on this earth. We should see Him. We should listen to Him. We should listen to the true Gita from Him and get sustained by Him. We would like to see Him fully all the time to our heart's content. So now we will have a practice. We will welcome Baba now, the one who we love even more than our life, the ocean of love, our friend, the God, our friend. We will welcome Him now. Please come down. We are welcoming you amongst all the great souls of this world. So let's take our intellect to Paramdham, the supreme abode. the one who we love a lot since the ages and ages. Let us give him a very loving invitation. Let's see his form in the Supreme Abode, the great light. Let's see the great light in the Supreme Abode. With a lot of love, we will invite him with a true heart. Oh Baba, the one I love more than my life itself. Oh ocean of love. Oh, the friend of my mind. All of us are your lovely children. With love, we are invoking you. Please leave your abode and come to us. Please, upon listening to our sweet invitation, the Son of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, has started descending, coming down. He is spreading his bright rays all around and is descending slowly. Now he has come into the subtle region. He has reached there. In Brahma Baba's subtle body, he enters. Let's see both of them separately. Brahma Baba with a beautiful, bright angel and the sparkling, bright jewel in the center of the forehead. Now both of them are coming down. They have come in front of us. The ocean of knowledge, the Sun of Knowledge. Become a yogi. A yogi life is sweet. Now everybody has dependent on all the five vices. Have yoga, do yoga, and finish all your sins. Create your heaven now. All the five vices, everyone is trapped and influenced by them. Now have yoga and finish your sins. Create your heaven and quench your thirst of ages and ages by becoming pure today. Become a yogi, become a knowledgeful one. Yogi life is a lovely life. In the confluence age, the Supreme Father Shiva says, gives us a secret. You are an imperishable soul. Listen to my voice. In the conference age, the Supreme Father tells us this secret. You are an imperishable soul. And listen to my voice.
Mary, you translate kar rahi.
About one thing. We have to liberate ourselves from everything which is past, because there should not be any influence of any negative thoughts or wasteful thoughts in our forehead. Otherwise we will be deprived from the treasures which we have to accumulate. And sometimes even we will be unable to listen to the Murli and we will not enjoy the Murli completely. And therefore we should know the way of living. We have to forget everything about the past. Because anything about the past we do think, it will be influenced in our mind and intellect. Because we have made our mind so much sensitive and delicate, everything we keep in the mind. The holding nature, we don't leave it at all. The more we keep the bad thoughts in the mind and intellect, the good old thoughts will be chased away. And therefore, we have to fill our intellect with the jewels of knowledge, with the nectar of knowledge. And one who keeps their intellect and mind filled with the treasures of knowledge, the more they will have the power of purity. They will also finish the effect of the past. As we are bidding farewell to the old year, we are moving forward from last year to the next year, and every day we have a new day in front of us. Just as people are celebrating the new year, in the same manner, we will also be celebrating the new year, and we will have to think about what are the new things we have to develop in the new year. Now everyone will sit peacefully and have a good planning, have a good thought. And we will think for ourselves as how we have to live. and we have to keep it out in front of us. So in 2017, there should be no things about dangerous. Let there be no dangerous about Maya, not about any circumstances, and not about our own self. We have to go beyond everything. We have to destroy the obstacles of others too. There are many elevated yogi souls, very pure souls, who are the world savior of this world. Think about this, the one who are elevated effort makers, the one who have decorated themselves with the power of purity, the one who have imbibed the godly powers within themselves, they will become master world protectors. We have to perform very beautiful task, and therefore we have to go beyond everything. We have to make ourselves a lighthouse and mighthouse, as it was said in today's Baba's Murli in the blessing. We have to prepare ourselves for the new year. We have to completely dedicate ourselves, our powers and our intellect in order to attain something. And so today Baba once again will be amidst us. We will now have a very beautiful practice. I am a sparkling jewel. Consider yourselves to be a very bright star. The master sense of knowledge.
Master Gyan Surya ki kirno se. Isansar se.
With the rays of master sense of knowledge, we are destroying the darkness of this old world. We have to look at our form. The powerful rays which are emerging from me is being spread to very far away places. I am the master of this body. I am incarnated into this body. I am master son of knowledge. Concentrate on yourself. I am completely pure. I am very happy. I am completely filled with supreme peace. I am very powerful.
अपने चित्त को निर्मल करेंगे.
We have to make our thoughts very humble. You all know that Baba's part nowadays is of giving drishti, and Baba continues to give us drishti. Baba also speaks the murli, and we have heard murli many a times. Baba opens the treasures of the knowledge. We all have studied it, but now Baba comes to give everything through his drishti, God's drishti, and the drishti of Supreme Sadguru makes us to attain what from what. There are many who have taken drishti when Brahma Baba lived in the corporeal form, and even Baba after became Avyat, we have taken a lot of drishti. We have to attain super sensuous joy by taking his drishti. We have to make our mind and intellect concentrated on the One and start creating beautiful thoughts. We will not go out from creating beautiful thoughts. I should create this thought that I have to take many things from Baba today. Then if anybody has given you any trouble, if anybody has spoken anything bad to you, and if anybody has troubled you a lot, today being a great soul, you will forgive them. Forgive them. So all of you, do you have courage to forgive them? The one who can do, please raise your hand. Some do not do. They simply say for the sake of saying that they will definitely forgive them, but some do not do this. But we have to transform ourselves. It isn't that Baba has to transform me. I will have to transform myself. I will have to make myself powerful. If we are having any negativities about others, then the powers will be decreasing from us, and therefore we have to create only positive thoughts. We have to be very humble. We have to take this self-respect that I am a great soul. Accept this for yourself. To forgive is the decoration of you Brahmin clan. I am Master Almighty Authority. Master Almighty Authority means the one who are extremely powerful, and Baba, the Almighty Authority, is extremely powerful. And second number is mine, and I do have to accept this. And the one who belongs to the Almighty Authority are Master Almighty Authority, the Master Sons of Knowledge, and I have to accept it. So being a great soul, I will have to forgive everyone. Now only for 2 minutes. We will bring those people in front of us on whom we want to take revenge. The beautiful method to take revenge on anybody is to forgive them. You can close your eyes, otherwise open your eyes. I am a great soul. I am extremely powerful soul in this world. And the same, the one who is being worshipped in the temples. Now with a true and good mind, forgive them all. The one who had given you troubles. Give them blessings. Let you be benefited. Be happy. Let every one of you attain true intellect, divine intellect. Let your life also be filled with more and more happiness. Now we will feel that the powerful rays are emerging from me and is being spread on others.
Om Shanti. Apne chitt ko nirmal karna.
Make your thoughts humble. Make your intellect empty. We will welcome the new year with a very beautiful thoughts. We should have a very beautiful planning today and tomorrow in the morning. There is a beautiful routine of genie, knowledgeable souls. To live a very easy life, to lead a life free from obstacles, free from tension, free from stress. So this is the true recognition of the true knowledge. If we also become sorrowful like others, if we create tension in our mind on trivial matters, and if we think about or worry about the past and think about the future, then we will not become successful in knowledge and yoga. And this year, I will have to lead my life with peace and happiness should be the first and foremost thought in the mind. We have to lead the life free from obstacles. We have to lead a very peaceful life. No one can snatch my peace and happiness. I will have to fill myself with all godly treasures. I want to draw everyone's attention. Now it is not the time to come under any confusions. If again anybody is living the life under confusion, then it is not the right way of living. Now there is only a short time of time left to accumulate the treasures. We have to attain the attainments of both after both at this time. We should create a very beautiful thought. And I say, what all I will have to take from Baba? I will draw your attention on one self-respect. Now you will all There is very much power in our thoughts. I also sometimes think, even I sometimes do not know what are those powers. We are having lots of powers within us, and if we start staying in the intoxication that I am Master Almighty Authority, then remember Baba's version. The one who stays in the intoxication of being the Master Almighty Authority, the obstacles can never come to them. We have to make the base of our life. We are very powerful. I get good experiences from others. The thoughts keep on changing of many people, and everything takes place through thoughts. We only have to remember that we are Almighty Authority, Father's children, Master Almighty Authority, and the godly treasures will automatically come to us. I am very powerful, and as we accept this, the powerful rays starts emerging all over. You may be staying at your home, but you will have to practice. I am Master Son of Knowledge, Master Almighty Authority. Within few moments, you will also start experiencing the transformation at your place where you are staying. Now everyone give your thought. I am Master Almighty Authority, Master Son of Knowledge. I am Might House. I am Shiv Shakti. I am filled with godly treasures and godly powers. Feel this, visualize this. From each and every part of my organ, maybe the soul or the body, the rays of powers are emerging out. In this new year, there is one more beautiful thought in front of all of us. Baba has given all of his powers and reminds us about our eternal stage. Baba has raised our spirituality level, and in order to raise it more, in order to claim the supersensuous joy of this confluence age, in this new year, today from Baba's day, we have to create an elevated thought to be get liberated from anger and lust. So these two vices will destroy the inner powers, will make us lose the divine powers. To say it is a very simple thing, an ordinary thing, but arrogance is being deep rooted. And the subtle form of it is the consciousness of I and mine. There should be no arrogance. Arrogance is deeply created. We have to destroy those things. We have to pay attention to get liberated from any of the arrogance. There are three words which is explained in Gita about arrogance. There is only one translation in English for all these three words in Hindi, that is called arrogance. This person is very arrogant. He has a lot of arrogance about his property, wealth. But for yogis, have to leave the consciousness of I and mine. Even between males and females, between brothers and sisters, between husband and wife, in the department, in the office, there is only the conflict, and all the conflict depends on ego. And if we want to make our home as a temple of peace and happiness, and if we want to make our life filled with all treasures of happiness, then we have to make these two fires peaceful. We have to stop the fires of arrogance and ego. Only those can recognize the subtle arrogance and the one who practices sitting in self-respect. We will have to think for ourselves that I am a great soul. As soon as we think this, we will get liberated from the consciousness of I and mine of the body. The arrogance will be destroyed. The more we will increase the self-respect, the more the arrogance becomes less. All the brothers and sisters, in order to stabilize yourself in the self-conscious stage, you have to increase your self-respect. I will give you a very small homework. You will practice it for 21 days. Starting Sundays, you will continue to experience it. Early in the morning when you get up, you will say good morning to Baba and create a thought that I am Master Almighty Authority. From this, our powers will awaken with very good feeling that I am this. I am a victorious jewel. All the powers will move towards victory. I am the conqueror of Maya. I am liberated from anger. My thoughts have become peaceful. We should have this deep feeling, not just up above, but a deep feeling. We have to follow this sequence. For 1 minute we will do this again. Now everyone will deeply experience, I am Master Almighty Authority. Accept this. Godly powers are with me. I am the jewel of victory. Accept this, I am the conqueror of Maya. Every cycle I have conquered this Maya. I am liberated from anger. My mind has become peaceful. I am peaceful. Very peaceful. If we practice this, then the fires of arrogance and ego will be destroyed, and we will become successful in each and every field. Purity does a lot of work. In the same way, we have to destroy the lust, we have to destroy anger, arrogance, ego. Now once again we will move towards the godly intoxication. Amidst us today, he is coming, the one whom we were searching for. We are waiting for him, for the one who has been waiting to take the glimpse of him birth after birth. We would have the desire that I want to take a glimpse of you, but today we are having that power amidst us, the ocean of love in front of us. We will experience the supreme bliss of meeting him. The one who knows and the one who don't know will also know that the vibrations of these souls goes to very far away places. There are some souls whose vibrations start spreading in the entire world, and some souls are there whose vibrations spread in their area, in the society, in the place where they stay. And so today we will all sit in this beautiful vibrations. We will absorb these vibrations within ourselves. We will fill our mind and intellect with peace and happiness. Repeatedly telling you that Baba will come, speak the Murli, give Drishti, and nobody will sit with any other thought. We will be sitting with God for 2 to 3 hours. We will sit here with the Almighty Authority. We will be sitting with Him, the one who will adorn us all with all virtues and powers. And we will be sitting in front of him, the one who is taking our help to change this old world into the new world. Until Baba comes and until Baba goes, we have to think, who is coming in front of me today? Today Baba spoke in the Murli about the fortune that I have come to teach you. We should have a very beautiful experience of meeting God. After the class, there will be yoga, and everyone will sit with a very beautiful feeling. Some brothers and sisters, they need to get up in between to become fresh, but still, after you come back to your place, you will start creating beautiful thoughts. You have to stay with the power of concentration, create beautiful thoughts, move towards extreme peace and happiness, make your mind and intellect peaceful, create a thought as who is the one who is going to come in front of me. God himself will give me drishti. People sit in the caves and remember God, and that God, he will be coming in front of me. More than 10,000 people have gathered here in the hall, and I was thinking, if many of the people went to the mountains in order to find God, they wouldn't have come down to the cities. So everyone will now come to know that everyone are sitting to meet God in Shantivan in the Diamond Hall. Today we are having the gathering of more than 25,000. The Great Light Himself is incarnating today in this hall. So we are so fortunate ones. He will be present in front of us today. Even the people outside, they will think whatever tapasya they have had in their life, that tapasya had become successful when they look at us. We have to invoke Baba with beautiful thoughts and elevated thoughts. We will talk to Baba. Oh Baba, the one who has given me this beautiful life, descend. We will see Baba coming down. We will have this practice, and as soon as we invite Baba to come down, we will visualize that scene that Baba, the Son of Knowledge, he left his supreme abode and he is coming gradually and gradually down below, spreading his powerful rays all over. And he has now come in front of my eyes. So we will experience this once again. And second time we will invite Baba. Baba, you leave your throne and come down. We are welcoming you. When you can see Shiva Baba coming to the subtle world in the body of Brahma and then coming down and standing in front of us and giving drishti, we will take greater happiness of receiving drishti. Baba places his hand of blessing on my head. So these are the two practices. Now there will be yoga. We will take complete bliss of this practice. And we will now pay attention to ourselves, that throughout the day today, we will remain introspected. I am sitting in the center of the forehead. I am seeing the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. We will practice that I, the soul, am flying towards the Supreme Abode. Again I come down and God's rays are falling down on me. This is a very good yoga to go to the Supreme Abode, to touch Baba, to take power from Baba, and then gradually come down and visualize that Baba's rays are falling on me and I, the soul, am sitting in the center of the forehead. Coming and going, we have to have this practice. In 1967 and 68, Brahma Baba had a very great tapasya. Baba used to conduct this drill, coming and going. I will speak something about drishti. Baba will give drishti. You all have seen in many terms, so Baba instantly comes. Dadi comes, sits here, Baba immediately comes, and Baba spreads his drishti in this hall and everywhere, and we will all have one practice. We will see the Son of Knowledge, the Almighty Authority, spreading his rays of power in the whole hall. The powerful rays are being spread on each one. We have to focus our drishti on Baba. There are many brothers and sisters who are sitting outside in the veranda and elsewhere in this campus. Baba comes and gives his drishti to each one. And Baba knows where my child is sitting where. And even someone sitting in Bharat elsewhere in the place and even abroad. So the more we focus our drishti on Baba, we will also take great happiness of Baba's drishti. And in every turn I am making this to have this practice to each one. We will only focus our drishti on Baba. We will not ask anything from Baba. Baba, please give me drishti and make me get rid of the obstacles. Please solve my problems. Get rid of the diseases. No. But we have to know how we have to sit in His remembrance. In what form we have to sit. As soon as Baba's drishti fall on me, automatically the obstacles will go away. And for this we will practice that I am free from obstacles. I am the destroyer of obstacles. My life is free from obstacles. Baba's drishti fall on me and my obstacles are gone. If anybody is having any illness, even for that we have a thought that I am a soul. I am supremely pure. And I am the master of the matter of the body. And as soon as I clear this thought, I get liberated from this problem, this illness. If you want success from Baba's drishti, then think, success is my godfatherly birthright. And this blessing is with me. And it will become fruitful. So let there be good thought, powerful thoughts. We will take Baba's drishti. Drishti will definitely satisfy everyone. We have to pay attention here that when Baba gives drishti, we have to focus our mind and intellect on Baba and create beautiful thoughts and become blissful and remember this secret. The more the mind is peaceful, the more the mind becomes powerful, the more the mind is in the state of bliss, the more whatever desire you have, that will be fulfilled. So from now on, we will have this beautiful thought. Now it is 6:15. Now until 9 p.m., we will surrender ourselves to God. We will surrender our mind, intellect and our thoughts to Baba. 3 hours from now, we will fill our aprons with whatever treasure we want. We can fill our aprons with all those treasures. We can also take blessings from Baba. And those who are in this knowledge from many years, for them, there is one point which I need to tell you about claiming the blessing. You will all feel, you will all remember only those intellect can imbibe receiving the blessing, the one who are from very long time are in godly intoxications. Only those can receive blessing, those for a long time who are experiencing godly intoxication, who are stabilizing themselves in the self-respect. We will all feel that Baba's hand of blessing is on my head and He Himself is giving me the blessing. Child, may you be ever happy. may be an elevated yogi. Whatever you wish for, may you have a stable intellect, may you be successful. Today's God's meeting will be very beneficial for throughout the cycle. Our complete life will run very smoothly. We will continue to fill the apron with the jewels of knowledge and with the jewels of good and pure thoughts. We will welcome Baba. We will focus ourselves on Baba. The song will be played. Only two stages. One is I, the soul. I am the supreme abode. Otherwise, I, the soul, I am sitting in the center of the forehead. We will sit with this beautiful thought. And for 5 minutes, we will sit in a very powerful thought and powerful feeling.